It's the Bert Show.
Let's get into the entertainment.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I hope this last segment has taught everyone to pay attention because there could be consequences for your actions. All right, so do you remember Megan Fox, or the girl who claimed she looked like Megan Fox from the last season of Love is Blind, caused all this controversy where he asked her behind the walls of the Love is Blind pods because they can't see each other while they're dating?
This would be Megan Fox's seventh cousin.
Yes.
Okay.
There was a resemblance for sure, and she was very humble about it. She was like, people say I look like Megan Fox, and the guy behind the wall took that as I am Megan Fox's doppelganger.
And she's like, no, it's my hair and my eyes. She also apparently said that she looks like Adele and Katy Perry, but they cut that from the show.
Okay.
Yeah, they were clearly trying to paint her in a certain light so that they could have a certain storyline to make it seem like he wasn't attracted to her, the whole shebang. Well, we have been waiting for Megan Fox's response because it has caused such controversy in the entertainment world of what does Megan Fox feel about this comparison between these two people. And she has finally spoken to E! News about how she really feels about the comparison.
So do you think that Chelsea received way too much flack for her comment stating that she is your doppelganger, or that you are her doppelganger?
Like I said, I didn't watch it, but I think in general, just no one deserves to get bullied. And I did see a picture of her, and I guarantee you she has, like, very blue, like, slightly slatted almond-shaped eyes. 100,000% people have told her, you kind of look like Megan Fox. So I believe she's telling the truth, and I hope, like, she still has that sparkle in her eye. I hope the world didn't steal it from her. Mine died long ago from being bullied for 20 years. So I hope that didn't happen to her.
She sounds like a pageant contestant answering the tough question.
Yeah, she's not answering the question, but she's answering the question.
So she did answer it. She says her eyes, like, they have very similar eyes. So she can, like, she confirmed that I bet that she's been told that she resembles Megan Fox.
They had the very similar eyelids.
No, they
that
have.
That was about it.
That is not true. They have, like, the same eyes.
I studied Megan Fox. Okay. Don't save that.
Someone literally superimposed Megan Fox's face over Chelsea's, like, nose up, and it's a perfect fit. So she does. She does resemble her.
Okay. This is not the hill I'm dying on. So let's move on.
So that interview happened at something called Revolve Fest, which is basically like the Super Bowl for influencers. It happens outside of Coachella, and everyone has to wear an outfit from the very bougie website Revolve. But of course, Coachella was actually going on this weekend, and a lot of amazing artists showed up and showed out. Lana Del Rey came out and looked amazing. She brought Billie Eilish out. No Doubt performed and had Olivia Rodrigo do a small cameo on stage with them, and they did incredible. Of course, my baby Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were there just in the crowd, like a normal couple just out there living their best lives.
They were going crazy for Ice Spice.
So hold on a second. So they're just out there. Now, there must be security around them so people can't get close, or were they with the people?
Yes. They were with the people.
Really?
Travis Kelce at this point is just Taylor Swift security. Yeah. Because it's so funny, because if you see her walking out with her security, they're not like big dudes. Like the guys that she hired, I'm surprised that she chose them, because they're not like Taylor Swift is a tall woman. She is like 5'11", and then in heels, she's like 6'3". And her security dudes look smaller than her. And so when she's out with Travis, it looks like she's with her security. So to me, it's no shock that she's just like, y'all can go home. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend's got this. My boyfriend can sack anybody that's going to try and get to me.
I actually felt bad for whoever was standing behind them in the pit, because you couldn't see anything because Travis Kelce is like his own walking billboard.
Yeah.
Right. And then Justin Bieber was in the pit, front row two, taking an Ice Spice.
Oh my God. The lore of this one video that came out where it was Ice Spice on stage and then Justin Bieber in the front row and then Travis and Taylor behind them is so funny because of the beef that Justin and Taylor have together, and then Ice Spice on stage giving her a shout out. It made my weekend.
Mo, you know the rap game better than I do. What am I missing about Ice Spice? I mean, it's personal because she stood us up, but outside of that, like her music, is she great?
No. If I'm going to be completely honest, I think it's more her aura and just the way like that she carries herself. She just like rolls out of nowhere quickly, and I know a lot of it is just because of, well, to be frank, like, men love her. Men love her style, her swag, her sex appeal. But as far as her music, it's never done it for me.
That's interesting because I think she's really weaseled her way into the pop game a little bit with a lot of like the songs that have gotten really big on TikTok. So I think that's a little bit of it too. So it's I think it's like 50% that, but then also she has some hits that people recognize when they get on social media that has also like helped her get collaborations like Taylor Swift.
I feel like there are 100 female rappers in Atlanta only that would be better than her on stage.
I agree. I couldn't even tell you what her hits are.
Yeah. Will Smith also had a performance for Men in Black with J Balvin, and Kesha came out on stage and changed the line from her favorite song TikTok from Wake Up in the Morning Feeling Like P. Diddy to F. P. Diddy, essentially. All right, Winona Judge is allegedly ignoring her daughter's calls after she was booked in jail on prostitution charges. I'll tell you how she got behind bars on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.